This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We'll turn this into a Football Friday. I want to wrap up the conversation about the Tigers, this drama-free ball club. Putting out fires before they even start. We want to hear from Tiger fans. We want to be the pulse, have our finger on the pulse of Tiger fans. Are we creating drama when we talk about the trade deadline, or is that the stuff that's on your mind right now? When we bring up the Dodgers in this quest for a World Series, is that on your mind right now, or is that ginning it up?
Is it premature?
Exactly. I mean, Wojo and Rieger were hashing this out yesterday, and I think it's a fascinating conversation. Texter says, I watch with my dad, and we talk about what this team needs to win a World Series, but we enjoy every night. We're not bored. We think what's taking place is awesome. Text says, my friends don't talk about trades we want all the time. It's cool to be like, I'd wish they'd make a move, but not going to talk about it for months. We'll talk about it when it happens. Another one says, having grown up with New York sports talk and insufferable Yankee fans, I get you have to have something to gripe about. Tigers fans aren't used to it, so it feels like nitpicking, but it's a good thing. It's just naturally strange to them. This is what you do when you have a team chasing
right.
a title.
It's a different world than we've lived in for a decade.
Fascinating topic. The Skeen stuff is dumb and not realistic, but I do feel more euphoric and less critical of this team than even the best Leland years. I'm not sure why. If I had to guess, it'd be because the decade of not having baseball in this town, I'm just so thankful. It makes the summer better. He's right. The Leland Tigers, there was a pressure that surrounded those teams. They had made the World Series in 06. They got back in 2012. 13 was, you couldn't enjoy it. It's about winning at all costs.
Well, and that was the expectation going into the season.
Yes.
The expectation going into this season was, can they get a wild card spot?
Yeah.
Can they be above 500?
Yeah.
Like, and especially with the injuries and what we thought was a lack of additions in the offseason. Now they're the best. They have the best record in Major League Baseball, and I'm still not ready. I know you've already signed, sealed, delivered the division.
Tom joined, by the way.
Oh, you did. Oh,
I told you after the Guardian series, yeah. I'd reconsider.
Yeah.
After Sunday, I mean, it's magic.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean,
Stoney's on board.
It's a 13 game lead. I get that. I'm just not ready. There's too many wild things that can happen.
Do you think John will be the last to join that?
What are you, Rico? Like with the Tigers last year, he did. He was the last one on board at the station. It was like September 25th.
By the way, did you hear what happened on Monday? We revisited that, and you joined in, and Stoney and I, you know, did the burial of the Guardians, and we said the division's over. Later that day, Valeni one-ups us and says they're winning the division this year, next year, and the year after.
Well, we got one more in our holster that might be coming up soon.
All right, let's get to the phone. Stan and Shelby. Stan, what's up?
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, how are you? Good.
And then it's a great day.
Yes, it
hey,
is.
You're asking about, you know, do you have the pulse? You know, like the one texter said, a lot of time the various shows talk about trades that will never happen, you know, like schemes. It's a waste of time.
Well, one of the things, if you analyze how Harris works is more likely to promote from within. He guards his assets closely. So that means, like with Bregman, we didn't want to sign him for the $40 million. Why are we going to trade an asset to pay him $40 million? I don't see that happen. But what I do see is that we talk about a right-hand bat. We have a guy down there that's got a 477 on base percentage and a 950 OPS that was our best hitter during the playoffs last year, Justin Henry Molloy. And I think it's more realistic he's the right-hand bat. I also feel like anybody who starts talking to Harris thinks their player is going to be the player that will win us the World Series.
So, Stan,
they're going to ask for an overpay.
They may. They may, depending on how the market shakes up. So your belief is do nothing.
No, my belief is to see what's out there. But I think all these teams are wanting to get the overpay from Harris, and he's not going to do that.
Well, then he may end up not getting an upgrade at all.
Well, I think that having Justin Henry Molloy instead of Verling's an upgrade.
I mean, maybe. They don't agree with you right now, and that's why Justin Henry Molloy is hitting AAA pitching and not Major League pitching.
I'm giving guaranteed slots, and they're trying to get Verling going. But in another, in some time, that may change if he doesn't get it going.
No, Stan,
what we talk about.
They're going to be in the mix, whether they do something or not. It's just, do you want to know I did everything I could to win right now while I have this special summer? Like, the idea that if they don't win it next year, they'll win it the year after or the year after. We've played that game in this city. Well, the 2012 Tigers made the World Series and didn't win it. Well, they'll surely do it in 2013. And I know they didn't in 13, but they'll definitely win it in 14.
Well, and I think we all are of the same mindset, too. Even if you give yourself the best chance and you go at it the deadline, doesn't guarantee that you're going to win a World Series. And if you don't do anything at the trade deadline, doesn't mean that you won't.
Can't. Right.
What I loved about that call was that this is where I think we should be with Tigers in terms of criticism. He at least pointed out that there might be a Matt Vierling problem. And I sometimes wonder, when we do that, are we, we're being negative Nancy? No, he's earned the right to work through this right now.
Agreed.
I feel that way.
They have a big cushion. They should see what he can do.
But me and you have speculated, because we both love the Suarez trade, that's a world where Matt Vierling is platooning DH with Kerry Carpenter.
You take the pressure off of him.
Right. You give him the lesser role, just like with the Phillies and stuff. But I wonder about, in general, like when we're critical of that, because I heard Bobby Scales say on a broadcast earlier this week, Riley Green is swinging too hard right now. And he's dipped just a little in a very small sample size. You got on me off the air this week when I was like, man, this uppercut's getting vicious. And then I heard Bobby Scales say it during the broadcast. I mean,
well, Bobby Scales said it then.
Well, right. I mean, sometimes with the team broadcasters, they're being critical. And that's a tough spot for them sometimes. I'm going to give that some credence.
And it's fine. And he should. And you should. If anybody's going to analyze the details, fine details, it's the in-game analyst. My thing is, and why I maybe got a little snotty with you, Riley Green is such a great ball player. I think we get fixated on the strikeouts. He's having an amazing star season. I don't really get why people have been fixated on that.
I think it's not a big thing, but there are minor concerns about the uppercut.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's working right now, so who cares?
Right. And the 123 strikeouts. That's what people see. They don't necessarily look at the, above 850 OPS or the 279 average. There's a lot of numbers that they choose to ignore when they're looking at the swing and miss that Riley Green has.
I think one of the things we ignore a lot on the station, is it a big topic? No, but it's unbelievable the defense that this team plays.
Yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, Torres was bad last year, has been much better at second base this season than he was with the Yankees. Outfield defense, I mean, everybody. Kerry Carpenter's made incredible plays. Yeah. Riley Green has made incredible plays. Javi Baez robbed a home run in L.A. against the Angels.
Yeah. Wenzel Perez is throwing people out at second base like it's going out of style.
Twice in an inning.
So you got three starters who have sub-3 ERAs, and then you have this outfield defense especially.
And by the way, both catchers, good defensive catchers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, you start to really – yeah, it's a good point.
I'm being positive.
Look at us. 248-539-9797. Wojo got me thinking. That's doing his job. He got me thinking last night. What do Tiger fans talk about? And maybe it is this deadline stuff, and maybe it's something else. We're going to make this a Football Friday, John.
Ooh, all right. Hey, football season. It is. You can almost taste it.
CBS Sports put out their list of hot seat index in college football. They do it every year, and it's just a check-in to see where our coaches are. And one is ice cold. Mm-hmm. Five is smoldering hot, about to be fired. Like Brent Venables is pushing a five on their coaching index at Oklahoma. Jonathan Smith and Sherrone Moore. They both enter year two. Seats are relatively cold, and they're ranked right about the same, right around two. Sherrone's a little over a two, and Jonathan Smith's a little under a two. Hot seat index. Whose seat is hotter going into their second season? And that's relative to expectations. So I guess, John, part of the conversation, we should probably discuss the expectations for both of them.
It needs to be a part of that discussion, yeah.
We'll do it next, 97.1.
In sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it is personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you're going to need an attorney who makes it personal. That someone is David Femininio. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. Well, to him, it's not just a slogan. It's his promise to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, your hot seat in college football is kind of relative to expectations, but CBS Sports put out their list, 1 to 5. 5 is the hottest seat possible. 1 is ice cold. Sherrone Moore, a 2.2. Jonathan Smith, a 1.8. Right around the same. So we thought, hey, it's natural with these two. Let's pit them against one another. Who's got the hotter seat? 248-539-9797. John, first, what are the expectations for both these guys?
Well, I think for Jonathan Smith, it's going to be a bowl game. They were 5-7 last year, get to 6-6, and every year it's going to be a little bit different because the schedules are going to be different. Now, Michigan State's schedule this year is, I'm not going to say it's a cakewalk. It's not one of the toughest in the Big Ten, but it's more backloaded. They got Western, BC, and Youngstown State to start the season. I would expect if they're going to get to a bowl game that would be 3-0.
Sure.
They've got a couple of tough road trips, USC, Nebraska. They come home to UCLA. That's probably 1-2 in those.
They should win the UCLA game. They're coming for a noon game.
Now you're sitting 4-2 halfway through the season. Then things change a little bit. It's at Indiana, Michigan, at Minnesota, Penn State, at Iowa.
They could lose 4 or 5 of those games.
All right. Now
it's like last year. Now you're backsliding at the end.
Yeah. Are you 5-6 going into that Maryland game going, I got to have this one? Because Maryland's giving them problems.
Is that the Ford Field game?
That's the Ford Field game.
Of course, yes. The whole season comes down to a game of Ford Field. Mm-hmm. So bowl eligibility for Jonathan Smith in year two. For Michigan, what is the expectation?
The expectation is that you're in the I'm not saying that you're in the playoffs. you're in the conversation of the playoffs.
So it's like
in the
three losses, give or take?
9 wins, yeah. I think, is the minimum for Michigan. Has to be.
And Michigan,
if you're at 10, you're in the playoffs.
Right. And Michigan avoids Oregon and Penn State in the regular season. They've got tough games with Ohio State. They're going to play at Oklahoma. They got week 3 against an in-state power.
Right.
But for the most part, like, their schedule sets up for them to be in that 9-ish win conversation.
And the expectation is that you're going to have an offense this year.
Well, that's the thing. Last year, Sharon Moore, they beat Ohio State, so I think we all kind of forget. Last year, their offense was dysfunctional. They're playing QB carousel. Sharon's challenging bizarre plays that have no chance of being overturned. He's sitting on a timeout inexplicably, like someone unplugged his controller against Indiana. He needs to look the part of a coach this season, a head coach, a program figurehead, and the offense has to look a lot better. Now, they made changes at OC. They've got not one, but two quarterbacks. How about using the portal? That was a big criticism last year. And it's probably Bryce Underwood, but Mikey Keene's there as well. I think Sharon's more likely to hit his expectation than Jonathan Smith. So I think Jonathan Smith actually has the hotter seat. And some of this is new AD.
Yeah.
I didn't hire Jonathan Smith. If you don't make a bowl back-to-back years, you don't get 5 years like Oregon State to really break
through. You might
not
even get 3 years like you used to.
No. That's the harsh reality. They flatlined at the end of last year. If they flatline at the end of year two, you're not from here. No one's going to bend over backwards for you. It's a new AD. I think there's more pressure on Jonathan Smith than this list gives credit. Now, I also think there's more pressure on Sharon than the list gives credit because Michigan has a higher standard. You took over for Harbaugh. You're supposed to keep the train on the tracks. And there's this whole cheating scandal, too, which I think throws a wrench in him as well.
Well, I think it throws a wrench in there, but I don't think Michigan, first of all, would have hired them if they didn't believe that they knew everything to begin with. And now that you're another year down the road in regards to that, you're just simply waiting for the NCAA to make their final determination. I don't know that there's any new information that Michigan's going to find out about Sharon Moore or the program.
To your point, I don't think they're going to fire him if he gets suspended 4 games.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they are making their bed with it. It's going to come down to results.
Yeah, it will come down to results. And again, the schedules are not the same year to year. This is not the same schedule as it was last year. So for Michigan to go 9 wins... possibly 10 wins, which might be a stretch. I'm not sitting here and saying that they're going to be a 10-win team. It's not going to be as hard, or it shouldn't be as hard as it was last year, especially if you have the ability to develop a very talented freshman. Kirk Campbell no longer there as quarterback coach or play caller.
Yep.
Now you've got Chip Lindsey. We don't know what he's going to do. We don't have experience with him, but the experience is that he can develop a talented quarterback, that he can call an offense that has been upgraded at quarterback, has been upgraded at receiver, has been upgraded on the offensive line. Now, again, just because they've been upgraded doesn't mean that they're going to be a great offense.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that they have the makings of a great offensive line. Possibly good, and we'll see how they play towards the end of the year, but if you can implement the forward pass, which is a part of the game here in 2025, then this is going to be a better offense than it was last year.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Hey guys, what if Coach Moore isn't allowed to coach this season? ... Guys, I don't foresee a season-long suspension.
Yeah.
I think it could be more than the 2 games that's been floated out there. Where am I at on the hot seat ranking? Signed Steve. Why would Sharon Moore be on the hot seat at all? He overachieved last season. Costa, seriously, dude, do better. Will in Detroit. I really think that Ohio State game at the end is a signature win for him, but we can't forget all of the other dysfunction of last year's Michigan football team. This is year two for him, but the standard at Michigan is not putts around at 7-8 wins. It's playoffs.
It's playoffs. Yes. It certainly is playoffs.
And eventually it's national title. I'm not going to put that on a guy with a freshman quarterback.
No, but as you make this program more your own, and it's more Sharon Moore this year than it was Jim Harbaugh last year. And I know Jim wasn't in Ann Arbor last year, but it was a lot of his guys, or the fact that it took a little while. Portal was closed before Sharon took over, and I'm not going to go down that road again, why they didn't go out and get a quarterback. But now you have gone to the transfer portal for a quarterback in Mikey Keene. Now you have recruited the number one overall recruit in the country at the quarterback position. He is now on your roster. What are you doing with that? You went out to you got a transfer wide receiver from Indiana, got another one from Arizona.
Yep.
You've gone to the transfer portal for the offensive line. So you've done the things that were the criticisms last year. Now, what do you do with those new assets?
Texter says, as a Spartan, Jonathan Smith's seat should be a 6 out of 5. If he doesn't make a bowl game, he should be gone the day after the season. If you can't go 500 in modern football, you don't deserve to be the head coach anywhere, let alone a major university like this.
Now, the one thing that I think we need to be aware of about Jonathan Smith is at Oregon State and the places he's been before, he has been a guy that it has taken time to develop three-star guys into five-star players. That's what it took at Oregon, whether it was the offensive line or it was being able to get Aiden Childs, recruiting him to Oregon State, and now you've brought him with you. So maybe that might be one of the things that's a check mark in the negative column is Aiden Childs is not new to this offense.
Yeah,
not
supposed
new
to
Jonathan
start.
Smith. And he needs to take steps in, first of all, just throwing to his own guys, but managing a game. If he can be a dual-threat quarterback, I think the minimum would be 6 wins and possibly more.
So I think that's at the core of the Jonathan Smith conversation is he's a slow burn guy. He's a development, the trenches guy. That is not a one-off season thing.
Yep.
But in today's college football, the portal is much more prominent than when he was there. It's certainly more accessible with Michigan State's resources. You need to do it much quicker than you did at Oregon State. Mm-hmm. And you should have jump-started it quicker with Aiden Childs to do it at that key position of quarterback. Texter says, MSU fan here, Moore's seat is much hotter due to the availability of better options. Michigan would have highly qualified coaches to replace Moore with if it didn't work out. Couldn't say the same to the same degree with MSU. How much of that is a factor at all?
He does have more options, yes, going into the season that we know of. Some unknown options in Michigan State just because of recruiting and transfer portal.
Cookie Jar coming up at 9:35. First, Heather with the news.
Well, a sad story to report. A single mother of 6 was fatally stabbed by a coworker following a fight at an East Point McDonald's. Happened on Thursday morning. The manager, 39-year-old Jennifer Harris, and an employee got into some sort of argument, into a fight, before the employee was sent home. Well, a few hours later, that employee returned with a kitchen knife, stabbed Harris multiple times. Police say a customer who was at the McDonald's with a gun saw the dispute, fired the gun to hopefully break up the violence. That didn't work. The employee tried to flee the scene, but it was that same customer who was able to detain the employee. And thankfully they did, but unfortunately the manager was taken to the hospital and passed away from her injuries. Yeah, so awful story. A 19-year-old man accused of shooting 2 people during the Detroit fireworks show back in June is facing multiple assault and weapon charges. Alfonso Cooper Jr. was charged with 2 counts of assault with intent to murder, 2 counts of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, 1 count of carrying a concealed weapon, and 4 counts of felony firearm. He's accused of shooting and injuring a 17-year-old boy that he was arguing with in a fight with, and also shooting a 22-year-old woman who just happened to be nearby. Cooper was actually arrested 2 weeks later. Remember, there was a big manhunt for him? Well, they found him. He was arraigned on Thursday. He was given a $500,000 bond, and if he is released, he'll have to remain on house arrest with a GPS tether. On a more happy story. A Michigan State professor will be competing on Jeopardy next week. You'll have to tune in. For nearly 20 years, this guy, Peter Johnston, took the online tests, the quizzes to try
He's done it for 20 years?
Yeah, he's a big, it sounds like
he's
a
relentless.
Big trivia guy. Grew up in a household playing trivia, watching Jeopardy, and didn't really ever expect much out of it, but you know, you could go online and take the test and all of us could. And he just happens to do this. And he never heard back over his time trying, but he decided to take it again in April of 2024. And he was invited to continue in the selection process. He had to go and he had to do another test over Zoom. There was 30 other people that were trying out as well. He had to do a personality interview. He had to do a virtual mock game. And anyway, he's going to be on July 15th.
That's cool.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so go watch. John, I missed your story about leaving your laptop on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but I can only imagine that was no fun. But it could have been worse, I think, because listen to this. There's a guy in France who went on a big road trip with his wife last week. So he wasn't flying, but he was driving. A long road trip. They were going a 27-hour drive. So
it's
going to take
a hell of a road trip.
Yeah, that had multiple stops, and they made one stop at a gas station along the way. And he forgot his wife, and he drove nearly 200 miles without realizing.
What do you mean 200 miles without realizing?
Well, this was around 4 a.m.
Why is it so quiet?
So it was really early in the morning. And what's crazy is that the couple's 22-year-old daughter was also there, but she was asleep in the back seat. So she didn't even realize that they made a stop because she was sleeping. But it sounds like maybe the wife was sleeping, and then when he stopped, she got out, and he didn't realize.
He didn't know that she exited the vehicle.
Right, so it was still quiet because she was sleeping before, and then she had to sit there and wait 4 hours before he picked her back up.
Wow.
And it sounds like he actually called the police because it was like, oh my gosh, my wife is missing. He couldn't remember what town they stopped in, what gas station they stopped at, because it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, but didn't she think to call him?
Okay. Yes, because that's the craziest part.
Because that's what I would do. If either way, like if you were left somewhere, you would immediately call the person and go, hey, whoa, I'm not in the car.
Because you want to know how cops found her?
Yeah.
They tracked her cell phone. Maybe he didn't have a cell phone.
He wasn't paying attention to it.
I'm sure the daughter had a cell phone. Like you would call
everybody.
Yeah.
It's a very bizarre story. So I'm sure that the remaining miles.
It was no longer quiet.
Was no fun. So that's what I'm saying for you. Yeah. It could have been much worse had you forgotten Lisa or something.
Yeah. At the airport. Yeah. Got Teddy. Hey, where'd my wife go?
He drove hours and then had to turn around.
Yeah. I know.
That's amazing. Wow.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation to active military members and veterans, like rolling out the red carpet, providing a personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. Well, at Verizon, they're doing all of that in the form of special military discounts. That's why they're giving military and veteran families mobile plans with a military discount starting at just $25 per line per month for 4 lines on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees, plus a 3-year price lock guarantee, excluding taxes and fees. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what I call a celebration. Visit your local Detroit Verizon store to learn more. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. $30 per line per month for 4 lines, less $20 account discount. Autopay and paper-free billing required. For unlimited welcome plan in times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.